for the Holy Church of God throughout the world, that God the Almighty Father guideth and gathereth it together, that it may worship Him in peace and tranquility. Let us kneel.
Almighty and eternal God, you have shown your glory to all nations in Christ, your Son. Guide the work of your church, help it to persevere in the faith proclaimed your name, and bring your salvation to people everywhere. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, that God who chose him to be bishop may give him health and strength to guide and govern God's holy people. Let us kneel. Let us stand.
Almighty and eternal God, you guide all things by your word, govern your Christian people. In your love, protect the Pope you have chosen for us. Under this leadership, given our faith, that make us better Christians. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us pray for Charles, our bishop, for all bishops, priests, and deacons, for all who have a special ministry in the church, and for all God's people. Let us kneel. Let us stand.
Almighty and eternal God, your Spirit guides the Church and makes it holy. Listen to our prayers and help each of us with his own vocation to do your work more faithfully. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us pray for those among us preparing for baptism, that God in His mercy make them responsive to His love, forgive their sins through the waters of new birth, and give them life in Jesus Christ. Let us kneel. Let us stand.
Almighty and eternal God, you continually bless your church with new members. Increase the faith and understanding of those among us preparing for baptism. Give them a new birth in these living waters. Make them members of your chosen family. We ask for this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us pray for all our brothers and sisters who share our faith in Jesus Christ. That God may gather and keep together in one church all those
Almighty and eternal God, you keep together those you have united. Look kindly on all who follow Jesus, your Son. We are all consecrated to you by our own common baptism. Make us one in the fullness of faith, and keep us one in the fellowship of love. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us pray for the Jewish people, the first to hear the word of God, that they continue to grow in the love of His name and in faithfulness to His covenant. Let us pray.
Almighty and eternal God, long ago you gave your promise to Abraham and his posterity. Listen to your church as we pray, that the people you first made your own may arrive at the fullness of redemption. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us pray for those who do not believe in Christ, that the light of the Holy Spirit may show them the way to salvation. Let us kneel.
Almighty and eternal God, enable those who do not acknowledge Christ to find the truth, as they walk before you in sincerity of heart. Help us to grow in love for one another, to grasp more fully the mystery of your doctrine, and to become more perfect witness of your love in the sight of man. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for those who do not believe in God, that they may find Him by sincerely following all that is right. Let us kneel.
Almighty and eternal God, you create mankind so that all might long to find you and have peace when you are found. Grant that, in spite of the hurtful things that stand in their way, they may all recognize in the lives of Christians the tokens of your love and mercy, and gladly acknowledge you as the one true God and power of us all. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray for those who serve us in public and office, that God may guide their minds and hearts, so that all men may live in true peace and freedom. Let us kneel.
Almighty and eternal God, we know the longings of men's hearts, and you protect their life. In your goodness, watch over those in our home, so that people everywhere may enjoy religious freedom, security, and peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray, dear friends, that God the Almighty Father heal the sick, comfort the dying, give safety to travelers, free those unjustly deprived of liberty, and rid the world of falsehood, hunger, and disease. Let us kneel.
Almighty, ever-living God, you give strength to the weary and new courage to those who have lost heart. Hear the prayers of all who call on you in any trouble, that they may have the joy of receiving your help in their need. We ask this through Christ, the Lord.
Amen.